The way I see it, there's two kinds of people in this world. People who pee in the shower and liars. This is The Perfect Pour.
Pee in the shower.
Uh-huh.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour Craft Beer Podcast.
You guys didn't drink any.
Wait, were we both supposed to answer that?
No. No.
Okay.
You're supposed to sit there and feel the hate.
I am Mikey.
I am back.
Oh.
Oh.
Welcome back.
Hey, everybody.
We changed the locks and he still got in.
Yes.
Yep. Damn it. He wedged his way in here.
My rock hide a keyword.
He did something with bells. Where is bells?
Where is bells?
What was that? Did you guys hear that?
Nope.
Podcast ghost.
That was a podcast ghost.
I'm Matt.
Yay!
Bearded brewer dude.
Yay!
Yep.
The core is here.
Yeah. Feels good.
We're here.
Glad to be back
to talk about beer.
Had to stretch it out.
Yeah, we're back. All right, let's get right into it. Pre-show beers.
Pre-show beers.
What we were drinking?
Beer.
Track 7.
Mm-hmm.
Second time having Sacramento, the great Track 7 brewery. Second time having a Track 7 beer. Nick, you brought this in here?
Si, senor.
How you do?
I have donkey. Beer donkey.
Beer donkey brought it.
No, all right. I was my own beer donkey. I made a trip to the Bay Area. And there it was, waiting for me in a cold box.
Where the Track 7 Left Eye, Right Eye, Double IPA, which it was. This is they pushed the limits of double. What was that, a 9-point-something or another?
5.
9.5.
They said they turned down the malts and turned up the hops.
Mm-hmm. That they did.
So they almost turned down for what? It's a song reference.
I'm lost.
Crickets.
Got me.
There's a song where it says turn down for what, and it's like a very energetic song, and I'm talking
which
to myself.
Which song was it? Which this song, damn it?
What hipster song is this that you've been listening to?
It's not a hipster. I could pull up I'm not even going to pull up YouTube. On your own time, just
damn it.
Just YouTube, turn down for what?
One person got that.
I slurp in your general direction.
Stop slurping. Did you guys like the left eye, right eye from Track 7?
It was good.
Strong.
Matt does not approve.
Strong. It was good.
He nicely not approves.
Yeah. Never trust it when you go, it was good.
It was good. It was good.
That was my impression of Jerry Seinfeld.
It was not as good as the Panic.
What is the deal?
What is the deal with these double IPAs? They're at 9.5. Shouldn't it be a triple?
Hi, I'm the bearded brewer.
Wow. Oh, Jerry Seinfeld's the bearded brewer?
I have a beard. What's with all these beards and craft beer?
And that's gone horribly wrong.
Yes, it has. The Track 7 Panic that we had before, I definitely enjoyed that Panic more than the Left Eye Right Eye. But
wow.
It's hard to gauge when you're talking about a heavy double versus a regular IPA.
Mm-hmm. So you think they nailed it on the regular
mm-hmm.
and went way past the line on it?
They went over the limit.
Over the line, sir.
Over the limit.
So they took it to the limit? One more time?
Well, they did it one more time. That one I got. That lyric I got.
Golden oldies.
Yeah. Apparently you have to throw old stuff at me. Although, I don't know. Maybe your line was old. I don't know. We still don't know. Maybe wait to the end of the podcast, and the bearded brewer will reveal what song that was he was referencing at the beginning of the episode.
I'll play it. That'll be our outro before the burns.
Yeah.
No, no, oh, we're not there yet. Oh, we're not there yet.
Sorry, we're not where it's time to go.
And that's all.
People would probably prefer it if we ended right now. Right. But
cheers. You guys got any cheers?
Evil Twin. The other pre-show beer we had was from Evil Twin Brewing again, Nick.
Yeah.
Man, so generous since you missed a week.
I had to bring it.
Yeah.
Just wetting the whistle with a couple of things.
Yeah.
I couldn't leave you guys. You know, I was worried you drank all the beer last week.
Yeah,
that's the thing. You did leave us.
Well, you left me is how I
We should have come over to your house and podcasted from your house. Like outside your window. Like you're at sick bed and we're outside your window. We're there for you, bro. We're podcast right here.
Hey, can you sneak
watch
out?
Us.
Can you sneak out for a minute?
Get out.
We should have had Mikey rewire all the phone lines in town, and he could have wired a mic to your house, and we just have been an extra long draw.
Should have thought about that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It could have been done.
You would have heard some strange reverberation that sounds an awful lot like a restroom, but I certainly was not there.
Evil Twin, the cowboy, a smoky ale.
Pilsner, sir.
Yes, that's what made it interesting.
Which pilsners don't commonly have flavor, and that had smoky flavor.
It was. I liked it.
I like, I think the bearded brewer nailed it with his profile of this beer.
Yep.
That's your cue to it say.
Smoked ham. Tastes like smoked ham.
Smoked. Have you ever had a smoked ham beer?
Could have put that thing to between two pieces of bread right there.
Smoke.
Pretty sure I haven't.
The cowboy and some eggs. That's what I'm going to order for breakfast in the morning.
Yep.
Whoa, Mike's getting crazy with the boom.
No.
Look at that.
Nope.
He's booming.
You're getting a little Lemmy with that microphone over there?
Oh, here we go. More music references.
God damn it. I'm in a music mind frame tonight. Sorry.
It's all right.
My favorite Lemmy quote while we're talking about music.
Yeah, sure.
My favorite quote. From a documentary about rock and roll. And he says, "Well, goddamn, I could remember before there was rock and roll." And it's like, holy crap, he's right. Like,
he can remember.
He has been around long enough to remember a time when rock and roll didn't exist.
There's another quote from Lemmy, because we know he drank a lot of Jack Daniels and stuff back in the day.
Sure, back in the day.
He said, "The summer of 71, he's all, I don't remember anything of it, but I will never forget it."
All right, that was a little bit better than mine. Line.
No, both are still good.
No.
They're all good.
Killed mine, I'm sad.
No.
So that cowboy was good. I enjoyed that.
Smoked.
I'm not big on smoked. Uh-oh, that's... That's the sound of a whale beer. I can tell. That's a whale beer.
I'm glad you said beer after that.
Is that what you meant?
Yes.
So, not quite a crowler, but man, it made a voyage.
This is a beer that's, if you're in the southeast, you can get this, I'm sure, at the local Circle K.
Yeah.
But here... We do not see it.
It says, "Drink fresh, don't age, and pour gently." There's a little something on there.
Spores are going around
at the Circle K.
The
Jahili.
It's one of those JH things.
Yeah. Hi, bear.
Jahili.
Fragile.
Ah, it must be Italian.
No, yes.
From Cigar City Brewing. We do not see Cigar City here.
It's a major award.
It's a major award. How did we get this?
Blue Ox 70.
Beer
Blue
Fairy.
Blue Ox. God, Blue Ox, man. What would we do without Blue Ox?
Have crap. Well,
we'd have nothing east of the Californias.
That's true.
We are
the Sierra Nevadas.
We are in a drought right now.
Yeah.
So we're not quite sure if West Coast is going to make beer anymore.
Yeah, we may. Yeah,
they can only make beer on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
This is how we'll get our liquid in the future.
We'll just start
Blue Ox. We'll get it to us.
We'll just start condensing smog.
Into smug.
Yeah, smug beers.
So this is one I see around the social medias.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
gets very popular.
You ain't nobody unless you have one of these.
Pissed off that I've never had it.
You guys want to know the first time I had this beer?
I'm not getting a lot of aroma at all.
First time I had this beer,
Hard
I was down in San Diego for a beer camp.
Oh, he's going to brag about that again.
I'm going to bring that back up again.
Yeah, huh?
I was in San Diego, and like there was like 45 breweries.
Me and Donnie Fox.
And I didn't pay to get in because I admit.
I'll give you this. It is no smoked Pilsner. It is no double IPA.
It is just a straight single IPA.
It has that beautiful golden color.
Darn tootin', this ain't no cowboy.
It's kind of sweet.
It is kind of sweet.
Not West Coast.
But not Rebel IPA.
No. It's not...
Oh, wait, I don't know what Rebel IPA tastes like.
It's not as malty as you, most East Coast ones are, but it is... It's sweet. It's way sweeter than a West Coast.
Mikey's really focused on that.
Yeah, I'm focused, dudes.
I've never seen him this focused. This is the most... I've ever seen Mikey speechless over a beer.
I'm so speechless.
It's kind of like he's on the... He's X-factoring this beer right now.
he's staring it down. He's waiting to see who breaks first. Him or the can.
What are your thoughts on this?
Drink fresh. Don't age. Pour gently into glass.
Maybe I poured too hard.
This is funny. Sorry, Cigar City.
Pouring too hard. Sir, you're going to have to leave. What's going on? Am I too drunk? No, you poured too hard.
I pour hard.
No. I pour hard. You pour hard.
Your sister pours hard, too.
Your mama's so fat. No, sorry. Wrong show.
So, Highlight the Merry Game, which I was interested in, because it's married gamers. But this is Merry as in Jolly.
Podcast reference.
Yeah.
The Merry Gamers.
So, this is a Merry Game. It's a game native to the Basque region of Spain.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Totes.
Yeah, that's your little...
Been there.
Yeah. Summered there.
It totally tastes like Spain.
So, this is a 7.5.
Tapas and Highlight. That's all I had when I was in Spain.
So Tapas, Highlight.
7.5.
Or Jahile.
Or Happy Meal, as they call it over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a Spanish Happy Meal.
Yeah, I'm a little disappointed in this.
Whoa.
Cigar City just cut their funding to the perfect pour.
The truck just turned around.
They're like, look, they're finally drinking one of our beers. This is a great day. Gas up the truck. We're going to California, everyone. I'm a little disappointed. Fuck those guys.
We're going back, fellas.
I don't know. Last night I was drinking a Back in Black, and then I followed up with one of these, and it was hitting the spot. I'm wondering if that double might have done something.
Maybe. All right.
I believe pale ale. All
right. I'll have a couple more when they come around.
Great pale ale.
This is just a first attempt. And I'm not saying it's bad. It is not bad beer. I'm just a little disappointed.
Oh, let the hate mail flow in. Perfectpour@gmail.com.
Oh, we don't have deviled crabs. That's why.
Deviled
crabs. You guys are too West Coast biased. Attention, Perfect Pour Podcast. And your West bias.
We weren't too far off.
PerfectPourPodcast@gmail.com.
Oh, yeah.
PerfectPourPodcast@gmail.com. Or if you want us to listen to your rant,
yes.
559-492-0542 and ran away.
Ran away.
We weren't far off from what?
Well, I was like, oh, we're not far off from the Spanish food, but then you mentioned Spain earlier, so that makes sense now, because they say pair with empanadas.
Empanadas.
Deviled crabs and other spicy dishes.
I can go for some deviled eggs right now.
Deviled eggs. Make them spicy.
Have you seen this 99 pack that's been the popular on the social medias from Austin Beer Works? Was it Austin Beer Works? Austin Beer Works.
Yes.
It's called the Peacemaker. 99 beers. It's the same beer, right? It's like a 99 pack.
A 99 pack.
Yeah.
And what is it's like 10 foot long, but it's like two cans tall.
Right.
Yeah, Austin Beer Works. It's called Anytime Ale, I believe.
Anytime Ale.
Or Anytime Peacemaker.
I'm only aware of it because the Bearded Brewer posted it to the Facebook
page. Right. Well, I mean,
this is one that's made it outside of craft beer culture, and like mainstream media has picked up on it a little bit.
Well, see, here's the thing. As an avid food lover, we've all dreamed of walking down the street with that 6 foot sub sandwich. So this is kind of like the 6 foot sub sandwich of beer.
Right.
It doesn't matter what you have. If you're walking down the street with that 99 pack of beer, people be like, that's where the party's at.
People be like, look at that guy.
I mean, it's cardboard, it's reinforced, it has multiple pull tabs. It's taller than the average door frame.
It looks amazing. I guess you could, I'm thinking about it as a retail person, you know, where you put it. I guess if you had a cold box that went far back, you could probably have it on the, like, you could maybe have it on the bottom shelf and fashion the box somehow to where you could actually get it in the cold box. If you had a deep enough cold box.
Supermarket logistics on this.
You'd probably just need like a 10-foot deep freezer and just like have it turn on and off at the right temperature.
But then you would...
Well, they have the milk storage. You just keep it behind the milk.
Yeah, yeah. But then...
In a big cold box.
Yeah, you could do that. But then you'd like... Could you trust somebody to walk... Like, because they'd hurt themselves.
Oh, no. You know, there'd be a sign that says, if you
please
would
ask
like,
for assistance.
Please ask for... We have this. Please ask at customer service.
Yeah.
You know, it's like...
That's crazy. Well, I mean, that'd be an awesome thing for... You're having a party.
Yeah.
That'd be an awesome thing to show up to a party with.
Or it's just kept warm out on the floor.
Yeah.
You know? It's like when they stock up for Super Bowl.
Yep.
All the beer just ends up warm on the floor.
It ends up everywhere in my belly.
That would be a lot of people are doing shotgun challenges with that.
Wow. Shotgun the whole thing.
you and your 99 best friends.
Oh, they should have called that 99 Ways to Die then.
99 Ways to Die. Another music reference.
Yep. Hoping you got that.
Another music reference. Make it up. So I'm glad to have a whale beer gone. Yet another. Since we had Citra.
Yet another.
Last week. Sorry, Nick.
Another one gone. What'd you guys drink?
Oh, nothing.
Oh, okay. Cool. That's what I thought.
Yeah, we sure don't remember.
Wow. Well,
ah, Lemmy was here.
So.
I get it. God damn it. Innuendo's up. Metal up your ass this evening.
Metal up your ass.
The on deck to drink is in big, a whale beer.
It's getting warm.
A whale beer that was referenced in the last episode of this podcast.
Yeah.
I heard Bells appreciates warm beer. Is that what I heard correctly?
Yeah. Sure.
He taunts Russian River by letting his beer get warm.
Bell's Two-Hearted Ale is here in the studio.
So this was a gift to us from Justin Period Bernard on Instagram. He's good friends of Jake from State Farm. This was just something.
That's his Instagram name?
No. I wish. Well, that's the thing.
From now on, you'll be here for referred to as Jake from State Farm.
The long story short was one day he had a tab opened up for Jake. And I was like, everywhere I know you, you go by Jacob. And he's like, well, sometimes I go from Jake, you know, like State Farm. And so ever since then, he is Jake from State Farm.
He made that mistake.
Yep.
And now he's paying for it.
Now I expect him to wear khakis and a blue or a red shirt.
Khakis.
Khakis.
He sounds
khakis. Hideous.
Have you seen my khakis?
He sounds hideous. Well, going around is another whale.
White whale. Damn it. Why didn't David Bowie?
Uh-oh.
Why didn't Billy Idol sing about white whales?
White whales.
Yeah, great so white awesome whale.
Right now.
I have another clear glass.
Oh, clean glass.
Clean glass.
Especially for this whale.
Two-hearted ale. There it is. The two fish. I guess kind of making a heart. I guess maybe that's what's going on.
They're humping.
They're humping. They're having the sex. Fish sex.
Fish.
Displayed sex on the beer.
So my fish had sex, and I now have 14 fish.
Oh, no, you're being truthful because you have a pond.
Yes, I have a pond.
Yes.
And I was like, well, when the last two go, we'll take out the pond. And lo and behold, there's more of them. So we will not be taking out the pond this year. I don't know. Yeah, birds and bees and
Daddy,
apparently fish.
Why are there new fish in the pond?
The UPS brought them.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah, because you started out with about 100 fish, and it went down to 2 fish, and now you're back up to 14 fish.
Yes.
And one's red fish, blue fish.
I was waiting for dead fish, but dead fish never came.
Yes. So the Bell's Brewing, Two Hearted Ale. Bell's, is that a Michigan? Comstock, Michigan?
Michigan.
M.I.?
M.I. is Michigan,
Michigan,
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And,
Google, what say you?
Yeah. An American India Pale Ale with intense hop aroma and malt balance, well suited for adventurous trips everywhere. Unpasteurized, best kept refrigerated, unfiltered. It's a 7%.
Smackers.
Bearded Brewer is smacking. Not getting a whole lot of aroma either on this one.
Still like it. Still like it.
What do you mean still like? Ooh.
It's the second time I've had it. That's why I'm saying still like it.
I know. That's what I'm referencing, sir, is you've had this way more than we have. Did anyone else burp black licorice on that one? Or is this just the accumulation of beers in my belly to this point?
Yep, that blend you've got going on in your belly.
Nice little spicy black licorice.
Can't say I see some licorice. No,
nope.
I'm not getting the black licorice. It's a nice beer. It's a nice beer. It's a pleasant beer.
It is a nice beer.
It's the kind of beer that you take out and get coffee with. I agree.
Yeah, it's a kind of beer that you're not worried about being embarrassed by when you go out and have dinner at the dinner table. You're like, oh, Two Hearted will be fine. Won't cause any problems. Mm-hmm. Won't embarrass us. It'll be a good seat filler.
So Michigan, also home to...
Always tips nicely.
Founders, right? Grand Rapids? Skirt!
Skirini! Skirini! So,
the Chutes is also... opening a brewery in Michigan.
Are they?
Yes, they're expanding.
Dark Horse is Michigan.
Dark Horse. So, what the hell, man?
What's going on in Michigan, man?
What's up there? What is going on in Michigan?
I don't know.
All these breweries.
I guess I have to summer in Michigan because I will not winter there.
Wasn't Stone looking at Michigan as well?
You could take your dinghy.
Stone looks everywhere.
No, Stone is taunting us with an East Coast, but they're not saying where.
No, they said 4 locations at one point.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I haven't caught up with their crowdsource yet lately. I know they've doubled their intake.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they hit 2 million, which is...
Well, good for them.
Good for them. Good for you, Stone. Obviously, we don't care.
Good for you!
Anyways, Bell's Two Hearted, I think, better than Highline.
I agree with that. We're basically putting them up against each other, which are good. They're good beers to actually put up against each other. And the Two Hearted Ale is beating the Highline in my book.
Is that a
Bearded Brewer?
Is that a fair comparison?
I think so.
Yeah, it's an IPA.
Because to me,
yeah,
Highline is good, and it has a little bit more of a, I would say, like an apple-y taste, like a tree fruit, as far as the hoppiness. Two Hearted has just a little bit more of a bitter, crisp. Mm-hmm. And it has a little bit more of a dryness, which is common of IPAs. Good IPAs.
Reminds me of a good cider. No, I'm kidding. Really. That's not. We had a bit about ciders before the show.
Honestly, if I had to choose between one or the other, I would just have both each time.
Oh, okay. That's a choice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I could just be like, well, I'm not sure, so let me try both of them again.
I'm just going
to
have...
And we'll try to... Nope, I can't figure it out this time, so...
Well, now I'm done with the beer drinking. All are taken care of.
Wow.
Everything's taken care of.
That's it?
I don't have anything left.
Tomorrow morning, you're just going to take all the bottles off your shelf.
Yep,
and
all the bottles are coming down. The bottle wall is coming down.
Yep.
And podcast is shutting off, shutting the lights off.
Yep.
powering down.
We had all the beers.
What?
You had a Heady Topper, but that was
on, I had a Heady Topper, but it wasn't
Dorktown, right?
That was on oddly enough, on Dorktown we had a Heady Topper. On Perfect Pour, we have not had a Heady Topper.
Allegedly, it is Heady Topper season.
Yeah, I saw somebody that was local.
Yeah.
That had like 8 of them just sitting there just taunting.
Was it the captain?
No, it wasn't. I think it might be somebody that knows the captain, but it wasn't the captain. It was somebody on Instagram feeds.
He did convene.
At Perfect Pour Pod on
conveniently
Instagram.
Go to Vermont recently.
Oh, yeah. The captain was touring the country.
Mm-hmm. Captaining.
Yeah, dudes. So.
Yeah. We got local news.
Do we? Oh, we got the...
what's on the docket?
They got the... gastropub about to open up. We got a gastropub.
See.
Almost.
Festivals.
Not West Shaw, but Sean Cedar.
East Shaw, yeah.
Yeah.
Fresno State area.
Fresno State. Bulldogs.
Festivals.
Derek Carr started quarterback for the Oakland Raiders. Oh, boy. From Fresno State. So, yeah. What else? What other kind of local crap's going on?
So, the dates have been released for craps.
New segment, local crap.
Local crap.
And you got to say it like that. Local crap.
I recently, I think you guys did that bit on Dorktown, so I won't really...
What?
I'm just saying.
Nobody listens to Dorktown. It's okay.
Speaking of fucking Dorktown, he was supposed to have an ore game for us, and he didn't.
Dang it.
Maybe for next time.
To get Bell's on the phone right now.
Get him. Call him up.
Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Tell him to call in with his ore game.
Call him with your ore game.
Anyways, as you were.
592-0542.
I don't want to anymore.
I don't wanna. I don't remember anymore.
Craft Brewers Oktoberfest.
Yes.
Tis the season for Oktoberfestes.
The fall beers are coming.
So Tower will be having theirs October 5th from 1 to 5 in Tower District.
October 5th, 1 to 5, Tower District. It's been good.
It's been good.
Nice little, I mean, it's small, but it's like just the right amount of people.
Yes. And you always see something new.
It's packed, but not overly packed.
They followed a good trend. Like, they bring breweries in, and then next few months, you see their beers appear on the shelf.
Yeah.
Like High Water, for example. I remember having that at
Oktoberfest. That was a big hit last year, was the Campfire Stout.
Campfire Stout,
everyone
man.
Was going crazy, and then...
2 months later, everyone's getting High Water.
That Campfire Stout was good there, too.
Yeah.
It's never matched that, what it was like at Oktoberfest. I don't know.
Mm.
Just the first time having something, I guess. That's just.
And you're at a festival and you're drunk. Yeah, and you're pizza. Drunk,
it's great. It's like, yeah.
Word up. And then the next one would be Suds in the City.
So, is it happening?
It is happening.
I haven't seen anything about it.
October 25th.
Okay.
They've also shifted it from to a 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock. It was an evening event previously.
Right.
So 1 to 5.
When it was a bro fest,
bro.
Is that gonna be on the Fulton Mall?
Fulton Mall, open air.
Which section of the Fulton Mall? Do you know?
I believe it's the Fresno Street to
Merced.
Merced. Thank you. I was gonna say Mariposa, but that's not right.
So like the Peeves section?
No, south of Peeves. Peeves will be the northern entrance, and Fresno Street will be the southern entrance.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, and I'm sure after party at Peeves.
Right.
Oh, yes.
As per usual.
These are October, man. Good month in Fresno. And I think the Warthogs usually happen in October, too. The Warthogs Festival. But you got to be in on the Wimber. On the Warthogs. Local.
It's a Warthog.
Local.
Warthog. That's a strange word.
Roads.
It's time for voicemails. Oh, when there's no voicemails.
Damn it.
No voicemails. Nobody called. 559-492-0542.
People stop caring. They got too drunk.
See?
They didn't like that Nick was there, wasn't there, and they're like, screw these guys.
Call us before you get too drunk.
Screw you guys and go home. Or call us when you get really drunk.
As long as you could dial.
Yep.
Close one eye.
I've always said this on Dorktown. Drunk dial us. It is better than drunk dialing an old girlfriend that you're just going to embarrass yourself over, or an old boyfriend that you're just going to embarrass yourself, and you're going to wake up in the morning and you're like, why did I do that? Mm-hmm. Just call us, and then we can have it, and then we'll play it for everybody to hear. So that'll be, like, way better.
Way.
Sounds legit to me.
Yeah. So just call us. 559-492-0542. Island, there's always the running theme of, if you don't know what to talk about, there's always island beers. What would you take on an island?
Or game. Give us
there's
a...
Or some or questions, beer-related questions. Mm-hmm. There's like a local brewery in your area that you want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
There's what you've been caught drinking, something interesting you were drinking.
Even get our opinion on whale
beer.
Something.
If you got your whale beers you're looking out for. All these things. These are things you can do with the voicemail box.
Here's a good one. Ask us to give us a beer.
Give us beer.
Give us a description of a beer, name or style, and ask us a food pairing, and we will come up with the best off the top of our heads.
Mm-hmm. It'll be terrible, but we'll try.
Nope. I bet you'll be amazing.
You're good at it. You're good at it, huh?
I bet you we will come up with an amazing food pairing with a beer.
My answer will always be hot dogs.
Oh, I was going to say pizza.
Yeah, pizza.
Hot dogs are pretty good because you can interchange the toppings and kind of cater it.
You know what? Producer Becky and her brother, mm-hmm. Andy, from Portland, the beer mecca Portland,
mm-hmm.
they went to Tioga Sequoia Beer Garden, and the hot dog truck was there, and they said they were raving more about the hot dogs than the beer. I don't know what that says, but...
We were at a brewery?
Wait, I just remember hot dogs.
I just remember hot dogs.
So whatever the hot dog truck was there was apparently awesome.
It's wow or weenies on wheels.
Weenies on wheels. They were highly impressed.
I usually get the Lou Wow, which is bacon wrapped hot dog, which is all beef, of course, and pineapple and cheese.
What would you pair that with?
I would pair that with. Modern Times, Blazing World, Amber. Ooh. A nice amber would pair well with that. Oh man,
Modern Times sounds good right now, doesn't it, guys?
Oh, it just so happens.
Doesn't a Modern Times sound good
tonight?
I mean, I wish we had a Modern Times or like
only.
Modern Times was here, or like you could get them readily available.
It's kind of an IPA theme going on tonight.
If we sit quiet enough and wish hard.
Come on, everybody. If you listening.
Sorry.
No, don't.
Too hard.
Focus.
Too hard.
Focus.
Okay. Let up a little bit.
The listener.
Release a little bit of that pressure.
Three of us in the studio and you, the listener. If we all just wish really hard and think about a Modern Times really hard, everybody, come on. Come on.
I think one of us was supposed to get up and go get it.
No. God damn it.
We've got to wish it really hard. Come on.
Hurry before Mikey craps himself. He didn't wear his diapers tonight.
So yeah, voicemails.
Oh, yeah.
Give them to us.
Old thing. Wait
a second. What just happened?
The eagle has landed. Houston, the eagle has landed.
There's a Modern Times bottle on the table now.
Mikey hasn't opened a beer this evening.
I get to open a beer.
We'll give Mikey the honors.
Yeah. Yay. No, the other times he was just like, I'm not touching with that.
The opener that the bearded brewer brought me from San Diego.
The best damn beer shop.
The best damn beer shop. Let's see if I can do this properly.
Very nice.
I would have liked to have done it closer.
Very nice.
I'd like to have that over again. Take another take, but
yep.
I can't. Oh, man. This looks good. It's Modern Times. Why can't I can't pronounce any of the friggin' beers this episode. Phalanx. Is that right?
I thought it was Phalanx.
Phalanx.
Phalanx. Phalonics. I like Phalonics.
Phalox.
Hooked on Phalonics worked for me.
Oh, Hooked on Phalonics. Modern Times, San Diego Brewer. We've had their beers before. They're really awesome. They are one of our podcast friends, the EB Zine podcast, they had Modern Times on their show.
Damn them.
E-Zine.
If only we were in San Diego.
We need to hit up the Beer Jesus and get him on here.
E-Zine.
He's been in Visalia. So? It's like so close you could touch it.
So this is.
I see you.
It's one of their. It's an IPA. It's just a straight up IPA, pretty much. Hoppy, yeah. Juicy IPA.
It's no smoked pilsner, that's for damn sure.
I found a clean glass. There's a moth.
Away from my beer.
Get away from moth.
That's Mothra.
Unless this is a whale beer for Mothra. You, Moth, then we'll let you have some. No.
This.
Protein.
I poured mine. It's going around to the Bearded Brewer. Bearded Brewer's pouring.
I'm still drinking this old two-hearted ale.
Ah, that thing? You're still on that, dude?
So old.
What a loser.
Wow.
What?
I'm definitely getting the juicy part of it.
Oh, I can smell the juicy. That's juicy fruit.
Oops, I poured too much.
That is a Wrigley juicy fruit.
So is that juicy like on the butt of the furry pants that ladies wear?
No, this is juicy as in gum.
Oh, okay.
So Summer, Chinook, and Horizon are the hops. Two Row, Crystal 77, and a Caramel.
Whoa,
bro!
Wow, so Phallic straddles the line between single and double IPA. Call it an extra IPA.
Oh.
But they really...
We like that. When you can find a different way to call an IPA. It's an extra IPA, extra guys. IPA. Oh, okay.
IPA extra.
IPA extra. It's a half IPA.
Summer hops are the newish Australian variety that...
That ain't worth my time.
So there we go. Look, the summer hops are the newish Australian variety that...
newish.
Impart... juicy,
newish on the bottle.
A juicy peach apricot character that is utterly unique. We've something aromatic peach character from Summer with a touch of Horizon, something and a bit of classic paper label. Sorry, guys. Pineapple grapefruit from Chinook.
I don't know too many words.
Well, no, paper label. The paper label's done some traveling up to us. So
it done some traveling.
I don't understand what you're saying, so I'm just going to take offense to all of that.
So they're basically saying peach, pineapple, all the fruity things you want.
It's fruity and delicious. I am enjoying this.
Wow.
This is my favorite beer of the episode so far.
Sorry. So far?
So far.
What else can we do?
Yeah, we're just throwing it all out there. What else is in the fridge?
Yeah.
Got whales, bro?
You could rub the fridge any way you want. I don't think it's going to spit out anything else.
My favorite Sacramento brewer, Track 7. Evil Twin, which is always wonderful. Two whale beers. And then the Modern Times, which is the hottest San Diego brewer ever right now. And now, what's next? Come on.
I love how you gave... Evil Twin, an honorable mention in that mix right there.
I had to. Come on. Yeah. They're solid. That Evil Twin is maybe the most interesting beer of this episode.
Yeah, it was totally a label buy. Evil Twin saving that factor, but smoked Pilsner. Well, yeah, the Cowboy. You got to drink it because it's called the Cowboy.
Yeah, it's an awesome label. It's going to look good on the beer wall.
They should have put Sam Elliott on that cover. Yep.
You got any good sarsaparilla?
Damn it.
That's a good one.
Sioux City? That's a good one.
That's a good one. Do you have to say so many cuss words, dude?
Much obliged.
All right, what have you been caught drinking? Pew, pew, pew. Who has her untapped open up first?
Getting
Beer
there.
Brewer.
Sorry, I'm on Instagram right now.
Oh, wait. Switch from Instagram to untap, please. Everyone, look at their untapped.
My 4G is working good, beautifully.
Buffering.
Buffering. I happen to be at Peeves Public House, and I picked up a beer to go from Boulder Beer Company. I revisited the Hazed and Infused. Beautiful beer, beautiful beer. I was at our good old Fig Tree Liquor, and I decided to get a six-pack because I bought a pizza from me and Ed's next door.
Next door.
So I got a six-pack Back in Black.
Good synergy they got going on there. me and Ed's in a good liquor store.
And then I was over at Jake's from State Farm. I was over his house, and we were doing some beer sharing.
Jake from State Farm's like really, really hot right now on the local beer scene.
Yep. Theo Broma, which is a dogfish head brew, which I believe it's a chili beer. Not spicy like burn your butthole spicy, but it is a
like
has a little peppery thing going on to it. Then,
like he cringed for a second. He's like, "Oh, been there."
The other day I was in The other day I was in Popolo's.
Been your butthole, brother.
Popolo's getting my salad bar on, and I noticed that they had Three Monkeys on tap. So I tried
Popolo's had Three Monkeys on tap.
Yeah, and I tried their brown barrel ale
They're
again.
Back in action, huh?
That's all I'll say about that. Yep.
Three. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Three Monkeys out of Madera, California.
I was searching around in the fridge when I was over getting ready to head to Jake's house, and I dug out a batch 250. I had I had a bottle rolling around,
a secret one.
And that held up.
Nice.
Coming on to a years of age, even for a triple IPA, it was holding on well. We also had a sour in the rye, which was bottled on 10/31 of 13, so that was also coming up on a year.
Nice.
Which was a beautiful beer. And did I mention last week that I had a bunch of Sudwerk beers? That's all people care about.
That's all I had. Well, I had like really a lot of uninteresting beers.
Tell us all of them, please.
I had, pretty much just regular stuff. The only thing I did have new that I'd never had before was the Oktoberfest, the Firestone Walker.
Oh, yeah.
Friend Aaron brought that over. We had a little, Labor Day weekend barbecue. He brought over the Oktoberfest from Firestone Walker. It's a Marzen beer. And it wasn't bad. Mm-hmm. Enjoyed it all right.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good.
I would agree with that.
Good, nice day drinking beer.
Day drink.
I don't necessarily need to have it again, but if somebody had it, I'd drink it. So that's really the only interesting beer. Although now the fall beers are starting to come out.
Oh, pumpkins everywhere.
The Oktoberfest is out there. Sam Adams Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
Some pumpkin beers are starting to leak into the system now. Mm-hmm. So it's on.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Brace yourselves. Oktoberfest is coming.
It's coming. Pumpkin beers.
Mm-hmm.
Nick, what you been drinking, dude?
Nothing.
I drank nothing. You had 2 weeks, dude.
Ooh, I'm going to bring it. So we'll start off with my concert beer.
Oh, concert. What concert you got?
Concert beer. We saw Mr. Jack White himself.
Oh, the Jack White.
The Jack White.
He no longer has a sister / ex-wife.
Live and in person. No. He has some other lady friends playing in a band with him.
Oh, is still women playing in the band?
Yeah, he's got a violin player right now who likes to tear it up on the strings.
Patrick Contreras style?
Oh, she makes Patrick Contreras look like he's taking a nap.
What?
Oh.
Wow.
Oh. This girl was on fire.
Fire!
Wait, who?
The girl who's playing strings for Jack White. I don't know her name. But she was like, man.
That's pretty hard to do.
There's a chick. I wonder if it's the same.
Yes.
Yeah,
I don't
sure.
know. I'm just going to say yes. Because you're not going to think of it. So we're at Jack White. and we're looking at the venue choices, and beer across the board is $8 a glass, no matter what you get.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They got you trapped. You that's want a not, beer.
That's pretty much like, that's standard right there. That's like, all right, yeah, $8.
Yeah, so, okay. So you're looking at the beers, and you got Bud Light, Coors Light, and Goose Island IPA.
Oh!
Which one do you go for?
Wow. That's, yeah, tough choice there.
Tough choice there.
I'm surprised they had that.
Lindsay Sterling, was it her?
Sure.
Okay. Extremely amazing violin player. Well, kind of popular right now.
I'm going to say it was her then, because this girl was great. This girl was like, man, like made the violin cry, and you cried with it.
Okay.
You cried with
it. Yeah. It was,
anyways, as you were drinking, yes.
So I had a Goose Island, which normally not my first beer I would go to, but, you know, frame of reference, what are we drinking here?
Right.
$8 Bud Light or $8? I mean, they're both overpriced. Don't get me wrong.
The same problem I had in Vegas.
Yeah.
What free beer do I take the hit with?
So that kicked off the weekend. Then we hit up a little place known as Beer Revolution in the Oakland.
Nice.
Jacques London Square / Warehouse District. They got some beers.
They got beers. They got the beers.
I started off with the Old Chub. Nitro. Actually on Nitro.
We have one of those rolling around in the fridge.
We have one. And I was like, oh, that sounds really good. And they're like, oh, yeah, and we actually have it on Nitro. And it's like, sold. Here's my card.
You have sold me.
Here's all my money.
Here's that. Do you take change, sir? I have quarters. Great beer. That beer got even better on Nitro. It's a Scottish ale.
It's a Scottish ale.
And then they go and throw it on Nitro. So you got these bold flavors with this creamy smoothness. Oh, man, it was magical.
It was magical.
But it was really rich, so I had to change it up. And so then we went to IPA territory, and they just put on a fresh keg of Track 7 Panic IPA.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
They had a Track 7 night, and they're like, dude, we just threw this on 2 nights ago.
Still fresh.
So it was amazing. That great follow-up to the Old Chub.
Ooh, I want to have Track 7 on tap.
So I turn around. I'm like, well, I'm going to get some Panic IPA to go.
Yeah.
They don't have it.
Ooh.
That's where I got
They don't have that. The legally, they can't do it? Or?
No, they're just out of it.
Oh, okay.
But they did have the Left Eye, Right Eye double IPA, which is where I brought tonight.
So I
brought some beers to go. I got that. I got me a little old Pilney the Elder.
Oh, I saw that.
I was like, hey, I noticed you guys don't have any Pliny right now. He's like, oh, we do. It's just in the back.
Oh, you gotta ask.
Oh, that stuff? Yeah, we got it.
Well, yeah, apparently there's this big Pliny social media shutdown.
Really?
Yeah.
What's that about?
So Pliny. Yeah, Pliny. So is obviously Pliny. The brewery.
The Pliny.
The brewery Pliny. Russian River.
Might as well.
Says, hey, stop Instagramming and blogging about Pliny when you river. Get Pliny in the shop.
Really?
Yeah.
Why did they say that?
Because it was causing a ruckus and like, it was, I don't know. They were like, people were hoarding it and upcharging prices and.
Well, knock it off.
Yeah. They're just like, don't talk about it or we're not going to ship to you anymore.
Dang, dude. They're hardcore.
Yeah.
That's why we don't get it in the valley because they're so hardcore.
Yeah. A couple bad seeds.
I respect that. Respect it. They have the power to do that. They're like, hey, conduct yourself properly. Otherwise, you won't get our beer.
You won't get our beer.
I like it.
So we had some Pliny the Elder. It was good. You know, it's okay.
It was good.
It's all right.
Sat.
Duval. You ever heard of Duval?
I have.
Classic European Belgian beer.
Right.
Very good. I had that. Scrimshaw Pilsner from North Coast.
Always a good choice.
Was a great choice. We had that with lunch. Steamed oyster. Good steamed lunch mussels. Beer. Steamed mussels and Scrimshaw.
Shellfish beer.
Recommended. Where do we go from there? Anchor Porter. You guys remember good old Anchor Porter?
Good old Anchor. Mm-hmm. The OG California craft beer brewer.
Mm-hmm. I know I haven't had it in a while because I never checked it into my Untappd. So it was like a reintroduction to an old friend.
Yeah.
Still a solid porter. Holds up. Are you guys getting bored with all my beers? You guys look bored.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
You are not.
Tell me the next beer, Nick.
I'm on social media. This is nothing new.
Matt fell asleep and he went to Snapchat. Where do we go?
More of the beer.
The newest, hottest milk stout on the market. Stone's
hot milk stout?
Stone Brewing coffee milk. No, it's cold. What beer do you drink?
Oh, I don't know.
Good Lord, man. Coffee milk stout from Stone.
Oh, yeah. That is a hot little number.
Mm-hmm. Very light.
You like? You like that?
On the ABVs, 4.2. I liked it, but I think it should be called Coffee Milk Porter.
Mmm.
Not
you have
very
a problem with their name.
Stout, yeah.
Not so stouty.
Did you...
He's like, give me that phallus.
I need more beer.
I need more
phallus. Is that your review on Untappd?
I gave it 3.5.
Enough stouty. Ooh.
And then, bringing it back to the old Fresburg, we went to the Peeves Public House for a Golden Road session. I had a Heal the Bay IPA.
Golden Road, man.
Followed by a Get Up Off That Brown.
Oh, they had the brown there?
They have the brown there.
Good for them. Damn it. Producer Becky, that's her number one style. And it's so rare. It's like almost rare now for a brown. Somebody to have a
they
brown.
They have quite the selection of Golden Road beers. And I was like, hey, what's that brown can? And she's like, oh, it's a brown ale. I was like, oh, imagine that.
She's like, well, let me explain this beer to you, sir. It's a brown ale.
I know more than you.
Stop talking right now.
Let me just stop you right there. I know more than you. Very rich for a brown ale. Be warned because it's a 16-ounce can. So,
ooh, he's a beer.
Be prepared for a little journey.
Journey of beer.
A little sail off into the sunset.
Just don't stop believing.
Golden Rule, man. They're like becoming the quintessential LA brewer all of a sudden the past 6 months. They just
I believe it's pronounced La.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Los Angeles. They were on the last episode of Blue Dogs. I watched. They were at Golden Road.
I have not caught up on my beer. Oh,
well, it was a good episode because they used home brewers. Whoa. They proclaimed L.A. as the mecca for home brewers. Somehow they gave L.A. the title of the number one home brewer city.
Missed it by that much.
So I don't know how they came across that. But damn. So it was pretty cool. They had them. They paired each other up with the home brewer, local home brewer. Okay. And they battled against each other. They each brewed a beer with that said home brewer. Yeah. And, and all coming to fruition at the end with their beer at Golden Road. It got judged by 3 judges, to see who did the best job and stuff. So it was a pretty
good
episode.
Changing it up a little bit.
So Golden Road, man, they're like becoming the stone of Los Angeles. Because before it was like the brewery was kind of as far as the craft beer goes. And then Hangar 24 and... Whoa. Oh. My headphones just went out.
Yeah.
What?
I thought the power went out.
I can't hear you.
I thought he was talking about the super crickets we have outside.
Super crickets. Yeah, eventually summer will be over and we won't have crickets in the background, people.
Die,
sorry.
Fuckers. You hibernate.
But yeah, man, they're Golden Road's just the king of LA right now, apparently. Yes. So what? Is there any more Bin Cot drinking?
Oh, you want me to keep
sorry,
going?
Sorry, I'm sorry. I interrupted you with with Golden Road, right?
Actually, no, that was it. I was done. I had Pliny the Elder. Did I tell you that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You told us.
I want to rub that in again because Bell's the
Bell's hasn't had
unofficial
in a while
mayor
either.
Of Fresno's Pliny.
He has one old one in his beer fridge that now it's just like pointless.
It's pointless. They'll give him full credit.
Yep.
Refund on that one. It's sold. Yeah. That will be all, my friends.
Cool.
Wasn't there something I was going to look up?
Boris says hello.
Boris?
He is drinking vodka and having fish with bears.
Oh, good for Boris.
He is.
He's enjoying his summer.
Fish, bear. Fish, vodka.
Fish, vodka, bear.
Bear.
Bear, fish, vodka.
That's Boris' summer.
Summer. That's my summer. Good for Boris.
Good for Boris.
All right, it's time for some cheers. Let's get some cheers going.
Mm-hmm.
Who do we respect? Who deserves respect this episode?
Wow.
Who deserves our respect?
I only care about two people.
Respect podcasting. Respect craft beer. Respect us.
Me and myself.
Who do we respect?
Waving Snail. Fellow gentleman.
A fellow gentleman.
From
he is of the gentleman persuasion.
Of the pita kebabs down a little bit south of us.
Vassalia. Yes. One day we'll make that trek.
They're having a sour fest. Coming all up right, here.
That won't be that day. We'll wait for the IPA fest.
Okay.
And then I'll go, and then we'll wait for the stout fest.
You just missed that. IPA day was August 1st. So.
Yeah.
It was my birthday.
Yes. it was my birthday, guys.
Oh, sorry. IPA day was August 7th. Then.
Yes.
All right. So, sorry. International Beer Day, whatever. he stopped by, and he was a pretty cool dude. We hung out, and his little inn was tracking amongst the beer garden and whatnot. And it was cool. I gave him some stickers like any good person should do.
Good for you, sir.
And then I have a new follower this evening. It goes by FW_BBLMEISTR. So I'm assuming that means Firestone Walker Barrelmeister.
Ooh.
Some guy.
Sounds like somebody important.
Just some dude that works at Barrel Works and nobody cares. But everybody does.
Everybody does. Firestone Walker.
Remember that Beretta Rose we had?
Beretta Brewer 87.
Remember that Beretta Rose we had?
Yes.
That had something to do with him.
Wow.
And Sour Jim.
Holy crap. That's
good. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Holy balls.
That's it. That's all I need to talk about.
If they listen and they ever wanted to come on the show.
Yeah, no, if they want to come on, that'd be fine.
Yeah, we'd be okay with that.
The Brewer of Stone follows me on Twitter. If he wants to come on here too,
Totally. Totally. Totes my goats.
Totes my goats.
Cheers. I want to give a cheers to a fellow podcaster.
Oh, do you?
Who got a Kickstarter. I believe we will have him on as a guest.
Who are we talking about? Who's?
Who's? Lovecraft Brewing Company. There's a Kickstarter going. Look on Kickstarter for Lovecraft Brewing. Okay. Is Jesse from Personal Arrogance Podcast. Now, the Personal Arrogance Podcast, they talk about beer. Beer is mentioned several, but it's based on a gaming. It's a board game. The board game. But they kind of talk about all kinds of things. But, like, there's a center is a board game. And I'm not huge into board games, but I still listen because I love they've been friends for, like, 15 years. They got a really good chemistry. It's a really good podcast, fun podcast to listen to. I actually called in with a board game related question for them in their last episode. So Jesse from that podcast he works at a brewery where he's at up in Washington. And he is the bearded brewer of that brewery.
What?
He's a baller, brewer, does like all the things. He's like he makes a point of being the first one in and the last one to leave kind of guy. Just like Matt. First one there, last one to leave, right?
That's what happens.
But he is starting his own brewery and they're doing it Kickstarter. They're doing it $30,000 to kickstart their brewery. Him and his wife are doing it. Lovecraft Brewing on Kickstarter. Look for that. So cheers to Jesse from Personal Arrogance. Also, cheers to some untappers like Jacob, Todd Hill, Michael Rusk, and of course, Jay Hernandez, Baco's own.
Big Game Jay.
Big Game.
Big Game Jay.
People like that. So, I'm on Untappd as at Dorktown. And there you go.
Word up.
find me on all things social media, BeardedBrewer87.
Did we get all the Jews?
Nope.
I think Nick is.
Yeah. Oh, no. Bearded Brewer just jumps in whenever he wants.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, Bearded Brewer. You've had too many whale beers tonight. You're loopy. Nope. Sir, you're loopy. I can't allow you to get on that bike later.
I'm off.
Just okay.
We are approaching bike season in Fresno. Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
I bike Fresno.
Choose to hop blooded.
Hop blooded.
Check in and see.
I bet he loves it when you guys say
good
it.
Good, and I be you. You of 103.
I knew you were going there.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. That happened. Andreas, you picked the name, not us. You picked it, buddy.
Yeah, that's cool, dude.
Andreas, voicemailer, told us about a little shop called Perry's Liquor in Livermore's.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah, we made a stop.
You did it?
Nice. And impressive selection, sir.
No, he was correct.
He was correct, but you had to be careful because a lot of beer was old.
It was old?
It was old beer. I found beers from 2011.
Got a what? What?
Yeah.
What?
Not in the cold
Holy
box.
Holy shite.
But there was some really cool shit.
Mm-hmm.
And no Pliny, nothing that. But he had like Eclipse 5050s from like 2012 and 2013. Mm-hmm. A lot of Stone stuff, like the Crime and Punishment series.
Nice.
He had a ton of Almanac stuff.
Big Almanac guy.
Full line of Almanac beers.
All the Almanacs.
I would say all the Almanacs. Just a ton of beer. He probably had 10, maybe 12 doors. Of craft beer.
Wow, that is an impressive door.
Yeah,
a lot of usually ales. We get 1 to 3 here.
Yeah, so you serious bottle shop. No Blind Pig, but I guess Blind Pig isn't being distributed anymore.
Really?
So I might have to have my boy Bells bring me some.
Yeah, Bells, get us some Blind Pig.
Might have to go in on that deal next time.
Yeah, we're doing a lot of. There's a lot of buzz about doing a Santa Rosa trip, so that could happen in the somewhat future.
Oh, my goodness.
What's in Santa Rosa?
Oh, I don't know.
Stores.
And Russian River. Although I hear that Russian River, the actual river, is just a little baby stream right now. So, Russian River might have some water trouble there. Bear Republic, Russian River, and Anderson Valley, I think all use Russian River water, so there's not
a
lot of
magic.
It.
That must be the magic.
Not a lot of it.
Cheers to Vinland Farms.
You hear? Are you listening, God? Where's our water, Mother Nature?
Some people are predicting that El Nino's coming back. So.
You're not Jim Carrey in a movie. He's not listening.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
The Truman Show.
Right? Or that other one?
No.
Or more Jim Carrey movies.
You were talking to Bruce Almighty.
Yes.
And I was referencing Truman Show, which are both where he...
He talked to the sky.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
It's true.
God damn it.
You think...
Now he's not listening.
Are you guys really brothers?
No.
I'm not so sure anymore.
I lost my way.
Cheers.
Depends on the
cheers,
day.
Cheers, more cheers. Cheers yourself. Cheers the person right
cheers
now. You're li-
all
whoever
our lovely
you're listening.
Listeners.
Cheers. Cheers the person next to you. Just yeah, cheers him. Just say
right now,
sir. Cheers.
Do it now.
Cheers, right now. Phallics from Modern Times. Yay. Oh wait, you mean person?
The
personal
the,
cheers.
The winner, me, the best beer of the episode. Phallics, Modern Times, and a hugely tough category division.
Cheers to both of my podcasting friends here, sitting in the same room.
Oh, thanks. Where? Cheers to the Dorktown Network of podcasts.
If it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't be here in our 60s.
You'd be out there causing trouble. You guys keep me centered.
I'm a hologram. I'm like Tupac and Michael Jackson.
The Dorktown Network of podcasts, we're just one of them. There's others.
Can I tell you about my celebrity sighting?
Oh, yeah.
I was in Whole Foods.
Right. Fresno Whole Foods?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I saw Fresno Whitewater.
Oh, famous Whitewater.
Famous Whitewater.
Holy crap.
I saw him.
You saw him.
And I shook his hand and I said,
"You see,
A good day to you, sir.
A good day to you, sir.
And he said, who the fuck are you?
He did not.
Don't touch me.
Don't touch me, sir.
Security. Security.
You saw the...
This man accosted me.
Security. This man claims he's from
accosted.
He claims he's from a podcast, and he is a liar.
It was awesome. I had a good day after
Yay,
that.
Josh. Josh from Flowing with Famous.
Yes.
Another Dorktown Network podcast.
See how I led into that?
Nice. Good lead in, dude.
Tied it all together.
Flowing with Famous, Dorktown podcast, Get Off My Podcast, and The Perfect Boar. Cheers to those. Hell yeah.
Can I get a hell yeah?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
More cheers, everyone. Cheers. We're cheersing. Bearded Brewer, are you doing something else?
No.
Sometimes I can't tell if you're looking up a cheers or you're just off on your own tangent.
No, I'm looking at all the likes I'm getting on Instagram.
Oh my God. He's addicted to likes. Somebody help the Bearded Brewer. He's addicted to likes.
Nope. That's all I care about.
Bearded Brewer 87 on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Like him because he will see it and yep. he will get a little bit of pleasure from that. He's like, oh, hey. Somebody liked me. Hey.
Casa de Tamales is liking some of my photos. Whoa. I could go for some tamales about now. So that's
where are
saying.
They?
I don't know.
Well, I want to thank you for listening to The Perfect Pour. It's a craft beer podcast. Mm-hmm. Tell other people about it.
He really does.
And then the other people listen, and then we'll be like, then more people will be listening, and then that'll be good, I guess.
Mm-hmm. You told two friends, and they told two friends.
Mm-hmm. And then what would happen?
And then they'd go eat chicken nuggets.
Yep. Then there'd be tens of friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Perfect Pour podcast.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this was.
Yep.
Bacon.
Hope you had time. Go have some bacon with your beer.
Bacon.
Just eat bacon. Put bacon in it. Your beer.
Bacon.
Do it.
Bacon Beer Festival's coming up. I know that's coming up.
Where is that at?
I don't know. I think it's Bakofield.
Heaven.